Intermezzo is brought to you in part by Golden Fowler Home Furnishings, Traverse City's original furniture store, where you'll discover furniture you'll love to come home to. Welcome to Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio, where we take a few minutes to bounce some ideas around about classical music. I'm Christy Lesperance, and co-hosting with me this week are brothers
Eddie
and Jacob.
Welcome back, Jacob and Eddie. This week we're talking about the animals that you interact with when you are outside, and I'm calling this week Snakes and Snails and Puppy Dog's Tales. What have we talked about so far?
Snakes, bugs, turtles, and fish.
And today, our last day of the week, we'll explore
spiders!
The spider.
Do you know any good bug trivia that I could use to spice up my social conversations?
Yes. When tarantulas get scared, their hairs come out. Some are deadly, some are harmless. The bigger ones, they make holes in the ground.
Ouch!
Don't put your fingers in spiders' holes.
Smart.
Why do you think people are afraid of spiders?
Because people make movies that are like, they're fiction, and I feel like people do an overkill when they do that. They're not really that scary once you like study them and know lots about them.
As long as 600 years ago, in the area of Italy, there was a disease that people thought was caused by the bite of a tarantula. To cure it, the sick person had to dance in a frenzy in order to work out the venom. People would clap around the dancer in a circle, shouting, "Faster, pick up those feet!" And when they finally collapsed from exhaustion, that was the end of their medical treatment. The dance is called a tarantella, like tarantula. We don't do that anymore for medicine, but people are still dancing tarantellas and writing music for the dance. So why don't we get in a workout right now? Let's work out the venom with this traditional tarantella with Richard Heyman and the Manhattan Pops.
Wait, we got bit?
Yeah.
Well, I think the treatment was successful because Jacob has collapsed onto the floor. Thank you, Eddie and Jacob, for all of your expertise. I think I'll look at snakes and bugs and turtles and fish and spiders differently after spending time together this week. Well, it's time finally to reveal this week's mystery melody. Here's a longer clip. Thank you, Kodak Quartet, for recording that for us.
The tune is
The Itsy Bitsy Spider. Congratulations if you got it. We'll have another melody mystery next week.
Thanks for joining us this week for Snakes and Snails and Puppy Dog Tales on Intermezzo. And thanks to this week's co-hosts, Jacob and Eddie, for sharing their time and cool stories. I'm Christy Lesperance, producer and host of Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio. Additional production help comes from Amanda Sewell and Gracie Westergaard. Scott Clemens is our digital content producer.
Tune in for more music and discussions with next week's co-host, Cinderella.
See you then.
See you then.